Doop 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 doop.
Hey, it's the best kept secret.
Yep, 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 yep.
Say, come see. What's up? What's up? Your audacity.
Tamajimbo, we are sorry.
Controversial. So, how do you establish boundaries?
Ask yourself one important question. Mm-hmm. Do we know each other like that?
At John Evo.
Please minimize, reduce your audacity. That's a key thing in establishing boundaries.
You need to have clear communication.
For boundaries.
You tell this person, if you do this, I don't like it.
But you have... As in, some things are common sense, surely. I don't even have to tell you. We were taught at an early age.
First of all, can we just establish what kind of boundaries we are talking about?
But there's so many. They're so diverse. There's boundaries in the workplace. There's boundaries among friends, in a relationship, with your family. Boundaries are everywhere. It starts from something simple to people you know and people you don't even know. You know, people just think of boundaries as in terms of relationships, but it's
more than that.
Yes, it's just a form of etiquette that everyone should have and know. I don't even know why we're talking about these things. People should just know them. Like, how dare you?
Are educating you people.
Okay, so for me, I think establishing boundaries is knowing not to cross that line. Say, for instance, I know you're into guys who look a certain way. I shall not come and tell you, I hate that you're dating so-and-so because of this and this. And then, because that brings about the need to explain things and say something like, you know this meme that was trending that said, Nyi watu mnajua mi siangaliangi sura. For me, that's a problem. Because people don't have boundaries. Like, how dare you come at me and tell me something? It's knowing your limits and not crossing them.
I think when you tell me something about what you think and what I think, just don't make me feel stupid. That just because of my opinion, it's an intellectual boundary. Don't make me feel like I'm not smart enough because this is how I think about certain things.
Ay, that's tricky.
Why?
Okay, this, you know that means I should just embrace you and accept you with your ignorance and...
In short, you should just take me as I am. Authenticity!
I am not the Lord. I am not the Lord.
Authenticity.
I am allowed to have and think certain things about the way you are.
Knowing, it's you knowing what you're allowing in your life. And what you're not. These material things. I give you, for example, I don't have a car, but I give you my car.
Hallelujah, manifestation.
I give you my car. And you start saying you want to go with it to long distance things. And my car is a small car. I've just been using it to run errands here and there. So boundaries is me telling you that my car is not used like that. It's me showing you that I can't give you this car for you to do this.
As in, wasn't
because siwezi kupea gari yangu.
Range Rover yako ni bebe.
Kuweka mawe uko.
Kokoto.
Yeah. It's me setting boundaries.
But for me, boundaries is both ways. It's me knowing I can't ask something of that out of you. Doing unto others what you want to be done unto you. And it's tricky because, and there are places we don't want people to cross. So you need to know how a person is and then what they allow and what they don't allow.
In friendship, you see, girls have a certain way of doing things. When they're dating, I have to tell you everything. You know, he came and he apologized and, you know, he took me out to lunch. And what if I omit certain information and... That's me setting a boundary. This is something that you don't have to know right now. But when I'm ready, I will tell you that that is me establishing boundaries. But when you go snooping around, you are crossing the boundary.
And like,
why can't you just wait for me to tell you? If you're not told, just relax.
First of all, I have a whole issue with that thing. when I'm in a relationship with
someone... Are you just having issues just because, or you're having
issues? I have real issues with this. I don't get why I'll be in a relationship with you and your whole squad. Like, what is that? They are crossing our boundaries. I feel violated each and every time. How can your friend come at me? Hey, Niliskati Juzi, you bought Nini.
And I'm like, what?
And I'm like, how? You're not even supposed to know that.
Why do people take it personally or take it in a bad way when you establish the boundaries? You start telling them, I don't like when you talk about this or when you talk to people about me. Just keep my name out of your fucking mouth when you're talking to certain people. You see, when you tell them, they get mad because they're used to you
being a certain way, and they can't try and grasp a different version of you. So this is the thing: if you're being offended by something, tell them about it. And then if they don't, like,
in short, you should clearly communicate your boundaries.
But that means you will have a lot of issues with a lot of people. But first of all, someone teach me how to tell parents about boundaries, because they just cross them. They don't even cross. They go ahead and, like, stomp on them. And then they make them look like they don't... Like, they just... How dare ye have a life?
As long as you are living under my fucking roof.
I raised you. I provided for you.
9 months, I carried you.
We're not supposed to be, okay, we appreciate that, but there's some things we are not allowed to be interfering in. They should give us the space to grow and, I don't know,
bloom. Because I have my life. I have my life. I have my social life. I have my friends.
Uh-huh.
I just can't be staying at home with you. Mm-hmm. Why are you not at your parents' house? Why are you not? That is what my other friend, we were talking about something, and then she told me, I am not ready. She wasn't ready to have that conversation with her mom because they always fight.
Physical, like,
no, they just fight, arguing.
Hey, people do that.
You don't argue with your mom?
No, I feel like I walk away.
And there's this meme, my relationship with my mom. Hey, one time you cuddly, and the next time you're like,
you're gossiping.
Yeah.
One second you're gossiping about so and so. Then
the next time, hey, there's guns.
You're being strangled.
Can boundaries change?
Boundaries can change depending on the level of comfortability. When we start with, for instance, when we start, it might be comfortable telling you certain things, acting a certain way around you. And over time, as we get comfortable with each other, I will allow you to hold my hand, to cuddle, to do this and that.
Mm.
I don't know. It's a level of comfortability over time. So they can change and they can be reduced. Like, you might start acting some type of way and I don't like it. So I will reduce it. And the distance will increase.
There's something I always feel, that people who have communicated their boundaries, or people who are strong, who have these strong values, are respected more.
No, they should.
They're more respected than people who are always...
like, so free.
And what is... like, pushovers.
I feel attacked by this.
We are going to lunch here. As in, why can't I have an opinion? Why can't I just say, I don't want Chinese?
Okay, I'm sorry, people. My whole issue with having stance and opinions, people can find you narcissistic sometimes, and most of the time they hate you for knowing what you want. I find that most people who don't have their boundaries set have self-esteem issues, and they are scared. Because you're scared to venture beyond something. So you're living in a gray zone, essentially. You're just like, okay, whatever happens, happens.
Mm.
But if you have a boundary, you know you cannot tolerate some type of behavior.
Mm-hmm.
And you're ready to walk away when it happens. And you're ready to confront someone when you don't get what you want from them.
I think there's also a boundary when it comes to my time and my energy.
Do you want us to go to the time issue?
You just cannot. Wow.
Do you want us to go there?
Please, let's not. But you just can't. If we are friends and we are, you just can't come to my place. You find me watching How to Get Away with Murder, and you start telling me, in a bowl.
The guest is always right.
You are in my space. Are in my space.
The guest
is always right. Respect me.
What if you have poor taste? So I'm supposed to come to your place and get bored.
Wow.
That's no, I'm just I mean. Saying. I get what you mean, but boundaries.
Why can't you just come here to my place? As in, be polite if you want something to be changed, but you just can't come here. And you find me listening to chill music, cool music, pop or reggae. Uh-huh. I'm listening. I'm just cool.
Uh-huh.
Ukuje, and then you start saying, "Hey, Davido," and you. I don't know
why are you hating on Afrobeat.
No, as in, there's certain moods for different.
And that's why I believe that people usually have rules for the house.
Mm.
I saw this sticker that said you cannot touch the dial in someone's car, and I thought to some point it was selfish, but I realized if you wanted to listen to your music and your kind of vibe, you should have bought your own car.
Wow.
I should have walked and had your earphones on.
I am in my space. Uh-huh. So why are you coming to my space then and changing my fucking channel?
Then don't invite me to your space.
I didn't invite you, first of all. You've crossed the first boundary. You came uninvited. The uninvited guests.
You're going to be personal.
It's not personal.
But I'm just saying, it's the whole issue. If we are agreeing to hang out at your place, why should we consider your music taste and not mine? Just because you're the host.
Because it's my fucking place.
Okay.
How do we set boundaries when it comes to you, other friends who don't know me, shouldn't know my business?
This is a thing usually, okay? If it doesn't concern them, they shouldn't know about it. Say, for instance, and we often find this happening. There's a time I was hanging out with these people, and then I saw we have a mutual friend with a friend of mine. Now, this sounds complicated.
It's a friend of friend.
A friend of a friend saw me hanging out with my other friends, and this friend told my friend that I was hanging out with other friends without my friend.
Wow! Tongue twister! If can take and tie a tie and tie a tie, what can tie tie a tie and tie a tie? Like can take and tie a tie and tie a tie.
First of all, I don't know how you knew that. You are not supposed to know.
When it comes to relationships, there are boundaries.
I don't know.
Financial boundaries. This is the most uncomfortable talk or conversation that it's the most uncomfortable conversation you can have with your partner. When it comes to money, how do you talk about who is paying for stuff?
Mm-hmm.
Especially if, I don't know, but it's just weird.
For me, my greatest
how do you set advice that boundary?
Would be to set flexible boundaries.
Because boundaries can change, we've already established.
Depending on who is financially stable, and also the fact that you don't even have to set these things. You know, when you're in a relationship, it's about giving.
Mm.
And say, for instance, I wouldn't have to wait for you to provide.
Mm.
Because I'm also providing for... It's for us. It's no longer a personal thing. It's a we thing.
Mm.
So, yeah, you're spending money on you, but you in terms of two people, not you as a single person.
I mean, like...
money is your money. Your money
is how
your money,
is my money our money, but your money is your money?
The day the you changed to we is the day your money became our money. Okay, this is the thing.
Do I know that if we have like a joint account, do I know that? I'm not supposed to withdraw a certain amount.
I usually, there's no right way to go about this. So you just have to sit down and talk with your partner. But you can each have your individual accounts. But and the joint one where you put money to spend on the...
Financial analyst, auditor, tell us.
Is that, Urina, you're making it...
Economist!
This will save your relationship.
Dr. Love.
Okay.
By the way, there's this voice Dr. Love has.
Where? Sip soda.
Moving on swiftly.
I have a whole scenario that helped me know where the boundaries are being set.
Mm.
I post a picture
online
and people comment all sorts of comments, both positive and negative.
Mm.
Who has crossed a boundary?
Nobody has crossed the comment.
Uh-huh. What if there are hateful comments attacking me?
There is the comment button.
Uh-huh.
Why is it there? Is it only for people who know you? No, it's for everyone. So, when you've posted that picture, you've already invited.
People
you have
into
not
your
set
space.
A boundary. If you didn't want people to comment, you should have like...
You need to closed the comment
button. You yeah. So you did not set a boundary. That's why people come with all sorts of comments.
into
my opinion, my unsolicited opinion
is a, but boundaries are set in the sense that if we don't know each other like that, what business do you have commenting about me? This is a, it's a theory.
Wow, people, but you've met people, you've
no, you have people, not met you me. Don't I am you don't know them.
You've followed them, they followed you, you don't know them, and they're commenting on your pictures. It doesn't matter.
But boundaries is knowing what you can and cannot say. You know,
boundaries is uh-huh. you establishing, it's your responsibility.
To establish boundaries.
To establish boundaries. It's not the okay. other person.
So this is a scenario. In that case, if you're establishing your boundaries, you're supposed to say something like, I hate hateful comments. That's you yeah. establishing your boundaries.
And yeah, tell what people happened, I hate hateful comments. Don't comment
yeah, on like picture. People on social media will listen to you.
They won't, but if you don't want people to comment on your picture, do hide the comment.
No, that's not the solution, because for me, boundaries is knowing your limits, what you can and cannot say. It's not a matter of rights. You have the right, but by exercising your right, you're crossing a certain line. And that's why I don't advocate.
If you do not advocate, then communicate your boundaries.
That's the whole point.
Communicate.
You're not supposed to walk around. Okay, we don't.
I'm not supposed to walk around. Instance, it's not like common sense.
Do we walk around? Do we walk around kissing strangers?
No, because I have boundaries.
No, I'm just saying there are boundaries. Does it? Do I have to walk around telling
people? I have my own self-respect.
I'm just saying people don't even have to walk around saying you can't kiss me. By the way, it's just known. It's common knowledge, and that's the thing I feel like we should advocate for. Courtesy and respect should be common knowledge. I don't have to tell you. You don't have to be mean to me. You should just know it.
We were brought up. People are mean. Other people are mean. Some of people are brought up differently. How do you tell your partner that? You are not
comfortable with something.
You're not comfortable with something.
Emma, you want something.
I want PDA. You know, you can't just walk around on the streets holding my hand, hugging me, kissing. I just don't want
it. I have a solution to that, and it's consent. Mm. Ask before you do.
So I should ask you before I hold your hand.
Yes.
Like, can I hold your hand?
Yeah, it's the least wow. I can do. It's so shady. Like, you're walking with someone in the streets, and then they turn up. I do. We exist as different bodies.
Kitu kimoja, kitu kimoja. You know that song?
No, I don't. But I don't advocate for it already. Boundaries is a, like I said, it's courtesy. It's knowing.
No, but when you're in a relationship and you are working with your partner,
uh-huh.
you can tell them that I don't like PDA. You see, I don't want you to be holding my hand every time. Too touchy-touchy.
I don't want you to be posting me like that.
Yes, yes. You just can't be posting me all the time.
What? But that's the thing. They're too supposed much. To ask.
Too much of anything is poisonous.
No, it's not that. Boundaries is just asking.
But I will still stand for it is your responsibility to establish those boundaries.
Don't hold
even with your friends. You can tell your friends, your other friends shouldn't know my business because, you know, we don't know each other like that.
But you know that that's a problem with this society. We have to be told not to do the wrong things. Despite telling people, how many times have you seen a sign that's written, usikonjoe hapa, and you will shamelessly find someone peeing
okay. under the sign. I don't know side. Why, but that came up, and I saw a sign saying, ukikonjoe hapa utaona. I was like, hmm?
Like, what do you mean? Like, and that's the thing. We have been taught to spit at authority. When I tell you right now, don't think about this. Mm. Don't do this. Mm. Your mind will automatically rebel that idea and you'll want to do it. So if I tell you, don't talk about me with your friends, you will go and tell your friends, imagine she said that I shouldn't.
That's what I'm saying. If you start establishing boundaries, if you haven't before, people will start saying, I am a ringer or things, negative things about you. Because now you know what you want and you know what you can tolerate and what you can't.
People don't allow you to know what you want. Like, how dare you? What's wrong with you?
We should be on the same fucking boat.
Like, what boundaries do people always cross for you that just send you over the edge? For me, it's the family one.
And I did not talk about it. You will make me jump from my chair. You just can't start giving your... I know this podcast is the unsolicited opinion, but you just can't give your unsolicited advice. You start telling my parent that yeah, she should be doing this. She should be doing this. My parent is not even telling your child what to do. Why are you crossing that boundary? Why do you want to be involved in my family's business?
It's tricky with family because they surely assume and they know that they know best.
I'm talking to your community.
Aye, please. Where were you when I needed money when I was so broke?
Where were you when I was in campus? I didn't have fare. I didn't have lunch.
Why didn't but you have now fare when I'm lunch? Done,
when I'm done with campus, you know what I'm supposed to be doing. You know how I'm supposed to be leading my life. You know how I'm supposed to be dressing.
I know this has been spoken about so many times, but what are the boundaries with strangers? What boundaries should you set?
With strangers.
Yeah, for instance,
you can't set my phone in a matatu.
I know, but it's so annoying.
I can't even text. What are you looking at?
I'm one of those people who read newspapers, but I am guilty of that. If you're reading a newspaper next to me, we will read that newspaper.
Newspaper is common knowledge, but my text.
I know, it's the same thing. I bought this newspaper with your money. And then you're like, when this person is going to turn the page, you're like, ah, chill, Jamaliza.
Jamaliza!
That is shady, but that's the thing. It's courtesy. Did you buy this newspaper?
No.
Do you know this person like that?
No.
Then you have no. And the people who take your phone and then you show them
they
a picture.
They scroll, it's a scrolling.
And it's so annoying. Like, I showed you this one thing. You didn't have to.
You're scrolling through my gallery.
The rest is none of your business.
Yeah.
I don't know if this has happened to many people where you pay something via
M-Pesa?
Not really. Okay, any online transaction, any agent, and then, or someone, and then the person you have paid starts texting you.
There's this meme. Ati Brian, ni mama wamboga. Oh. Oh my God.
I thank the Lord it doesn't only happen to me because you...
Or then do the guy, hi dear, in the middle of the night.
Ulifika poa.
Like, you are crossing a boundary.
That's what I'm telling you. It should be common knowledge. Tufunza is a bit too shule because some people don't know these things.
This time I thought just because I smile a lot. Mm-hmm.
But they
just assume.
You're not
and
a
then
start
crossing these boundaries.
Uh-huh.
And I'm surprised. I am shocked. Why did you expect that from me?
Okay. This is the thing. Know your limits, what you can and cannot do, and don't do unto other people what you wouldn't want
true.
Done to you.
Yeah,
it's a
do
basic.
Unto others.
I have a question. If someone sends you unsolicited, okay,
advice.
No advice. When people just send you pictures, random ones.
Are
they crossing a boundary? What if they're nudes? Are they crossing a boundary?
First of all, yes, and second of all,
why not?
Why not?
You see, that is double standard, first of all.
No, first of all, you are crossing a boundary. Second
why?
Of all, you could have taken that picture in another angle.
Okay, so for
the
you,
lighting!
The lighting! The angle
lighting
for
me. It's like this Indian guys.
Yeah, hey, dear.
From Facebook. They just send you a random dick pic.
Or is it these accounts that have no followers on
you
Instagram?
Just, let me tell you, you DM. Cannot have an account with no followers. Or you
know.
Have followed 1,000 people and you have 23 followers. And you want me to accept your
okay,
request?
First of all,
no, you are a stalker.
Boundary, please, when you're adding me to a WhatsApp group or any other group.
Yeah,
the
okay,
least you can do.
Am I a Rusi? Just tell me. But then, this and this person died. I'm adding you to this group to contribute. You know, Jipata took a Rusi and people are contributing money. Hi? Where? Or there's this boundary, financial boundary. You are asking me for my money and you're telling me where to get it. At least you have a business. See, you can. At least you will be paid by this the end of. No, you are crossing.
Okay, there's also this thing where people give you conditions when you're helping them. First of all, you've already crossed my boundaries. You've already asked for my help. So you cannot be dictating how that help comes to you. So Tosheka.
Now sinitumia kwa hii namba.
Okay,
that's Fuliza. Reasonable. That's reasonable because of Fuliza, but
human beings have issues.
And they will piss you off. You establish your own boundaries don't cross other people's boundaries. Mm-hmm. And if people establish their own boundaries, don't think that they are being...
some type of way.
Yeah, it's just them taking care of themselves and their mental health, because some things can just fuck you up.
Anyway, mimi, jinawo, jinawo.
Kome jinawo.
Vile una jinawo.
Bogi genje.
Whatever, whatever.
Yeah. So, guys, tell us some of the boundaries that people have
you
crossed.
You can cross our DMs. We don't have boundaries.
You can send a voice note. Yeah, cross our... is also about... oh, follow us on Instagram at the Unsolicited Opinion Podcast. Yep. Done.